You are listening to KHOL Jackson. This is Meg, and I am talking with WyoFile reporter Andrew Graham about this very interesting and upsetting story about how the Wyoming legislature's leadership gutted its internal anti-discrimination policies, or at least that's what critics are saying. Top lawmakers chose not to uphold the legislature's protection of employees and lawmakers from sexual orientation or gender identity-based discrimination. So, Andrew, who led this effort not to uphold the anti-discrimination policies that protect LGBTQ people?
Sure, yeah. This effort to, review, ultimately with the goal of repealing the addition of protections for LGBTQ people to the legislature's internal discrimination and harassment policies came largely from lawmakers who are on the religious right, I guess you might say.
Right. And that's so interesting because they chose to, am I right in understanding from your article that they chose to just do away with identifying any special classes of protection, including religion?
Right. So what we're talking about is the language that's in the legislature and their staff, the legislative services offices, their anti-discrimination harassment policy. So it's similar to the language you might find in your employee handbook when you go work at a big corporation, right? Because it's the legislature, this policy is set by the management council. And so a year ago, they had sought to kind of tighten up, it actually started with an effort to tighten up their harassment policies just in the, in the wake of the Me Too movement, which has really touched on several state capitals, particularly Colorado, our southern neighbor. So they were trying to take clear policies around that. And while they're in there, some lawmakers suggested, well, why don't we update our discrimination policy and add the terms sexual orientation and gender identity to the list of protected classes like race and sex?
Which is to add in gender identity and sexual orientation is fairly standard fare at this point for a lot of municipalities in the United States. Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, I think I certainly think it's becoming increasingly common to see that those classes included in a list of protected classes. The Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has considered sex as the protected class of sex to also cover the sexual orientation and gender identity. In Wyoming, this is not the first fight that there has been over this language. Earlier this spring, a community college in Torrington sought to add it to its employee and student policies. And actually, the same one of these same lawmakers, Representative Sherry Steinmetz, who's from Lingle in that part of the state, and Senator Anthony Bouchard, who's from Cheyenne, kind of came with a crowd to a Board of Trustees meeting and opposed the language and convinced them to take it out there as well.
If you're just joining me, I am talking with Andrew Graham, a reporter for WyoFile, about LGBTQ protections being stripped from the Wyoming legislature. So who will be affected by this?
Well, the policy is written to govern staff, lawmakers themselves, and also kind of people who work in the legislature. So lobbyists, journalists, all of your daily hangers-ons, I guess, that accompany Wyoming's legislature during the session. You know, I've talked to various people, from some lawyers, the director of the LSO, just about what this change means in terms of, on a more practical level. And they say the kind of the steps you would take if you wanted to report harassment or discrimination remain the same. You won't be able to kind of take out this policy and say, that this person harassed me because of my sexual orientation. And right here in that policy, it says that they can't do that. So instead, you'll have to rely on broader thing of this person discriminated against me. Here's why I feel offended. And you'll have to hope that this will be kind of properly adjudicated by the powers that be. So you don't have as clear a line in the sand here, both for people who feel they've been harassed or discriminated against and for people who perhaps are trying to decide whether to harass or discriminate or looking for guidelines on what kind of behavior would be over the line.
And have you heard from other groups in addition to LGBTQ people who might also feel that this is a step backwards? I'm just thinking about racial groups in the state, or again, around religious freedom or something like that. If we take all this language out, it seems to me that it leaves a lot of people vulnerable.
Yeah, the legislature has essentially said here, we're not going to discriminate but we don't need to name these specific classes. And we're going to rely on, you know, the Wyoming Constitution, which is sort of very strongly says has prohibitions against discrimination without, of course, specifying protected classes. But the reason that protected classes end up existing is because they're groups that historically have been discriminated against. You know, one lawmaker said, well, yeah, we have the Constitution, but then what we do is we put that into operation through whether it's through laws or in this case through a policy. That was Representative Kathy Connolly, who's from Laramie, spoke to a law professor at the University of Wyoming who's a kind of expert in labor law. And, you know, he was the one who said, well, protected classes are protected classes for good reason and usually for historical reasons, because they have, it has become clear that they need special mention in policy or law.
And is this a done deal? Are the protections gone or is there any recourse?
It's kind of interesting because this is not law. This was internal policy, which the Management Council sets, and they've set it. So this won't go to any further vote or debate itself. But lawmakers can, if they want to, try to bring something on the floor of either the House or chamber. They could. I think that it's fair to say at this point we are going to see a debate over anti-discrimination law, not policy, that includes sexual orientation and gender identity. I'm hearing that from all over the place. I've heard some lawmakers say, well, maybe the House, which is a little more moderate at this point, maybe the House can vote to put these kinds of protections in its own sort of House policy. So one body would have them and one wouldn't. I'm not really sure if that's possible or could happen, but it's something that I've heard kicked around. So we will certainly see further fights on this issue. The Management Council has obviously, they've already reversed course because a year ago they voted unanimously to put this language in. Last week they voted 7-6 to take it out.
Andrew, thanks for talking with me today. To really understand the intricacies of this issue, you can find Andrew Graham's article on the LGBTQ protections and the state legislature at wyofile.com, and keep it dialed to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.